And good morning again. I'm Jim Dewey on The Mary Griffith Show, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. It's about 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. And saying good morning to Misty McBee. She is with Culver Stockton College. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Dr. Robert Sadler is going to give a presentation at the M.W. Boudreau Visitor Center this coming Saturday night on the Missouri sky, and I thought maybe it might be nice to talk a little bit about that and what he's going to be talking about.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Sadler is our professor of physical science and has been at Culver Stockton College for a number of years and loves to get out and help in the community with providing a lot of the experiences that our students are getting here at Culver Stockton in a hands-on way for people in the area. So on Saturday at 7 o'clock, he is going to be at the Mark Twain Lake doing a presentation on Missouri skies to talk about how, you know, through recorded history, objects in the sky have been used to identify seasons and assist in navigation. And so basically what he is going to be talking about is basically identifying those sky objects as can see with the naked eye and ways to locate them in the sky. And also talking about, how people can use certain apps on their tablets or phones to identify those types of things as well. So we encourage anybody who comes to bring their iPad or their tablet or their smartphone because there's going to be a lot of neat apps that he's going to talk about as well.
And a great thing about this is there's no test afterwards.
Absolutely, no test. It's a great opportunity. Dr. Sadler teaches our astronomy courses here on campus, and our students absolutely love his descriptions and explanations and the way he goes about, you know, taking something that's so vast and so broad and being able to put it on a spectrum where it's actually a pretty simple process to be able to identify a lot of those objects in the sky. And, you know, now that we see some cooler temperatures this week, it's going to feel awesome outside to be able to get out, and we hope that we have some clear skies to get a good view of everything.
Yeah, and a lot of times those cooler, crisper temperatures do tend to at least make it seem like the skies are a little bit clearer, and
yes.
You'll be able to learn all about even satellites he'll be discussing. And sometimes you can see those moving across, like the space station, every now and then, if the light's in the right place, you can see that flying across the sky.
Yes, absolutely. And, I mean, he'll talk about constellations, too, satellites, as you had mentioned, from the stars, planets, to galaxies. And he'll also have an animated multimedia presentation that will accompany his talk. So it'll be a visuals as well for people to see. And then, you know, if the skies are clear, as we anticipate, they will go outside and get a real big picture of the night sky. And what a better location to choose than, you know, such a great place at the Mark Twain Lake to be able to take advantage of that experience.
Yeah, it'll be nice and dark out there and, of course, dress for the weather. And I would imagine there's no need for any reservations. Just show up.
Yep, just show up. Pop on in just a tad before 7 p.m. on Saturday, October 1st. And we will get you all educated and knowledgeable of the night sky and be able to share that with others.
All right. Misty, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it at the last minute and helping me fill in. We had a guest who was unable to make the show this morning, so I appreciate your help this morning. And I try and talk one of the grandkids or maybe two or three into coming with me next Saturday night. So.
Oh, we'll look forward to it. Thank you for the time.
Sure. Thank you. Talk Radio 930, WTAD is 924. We have right now 60 degrees, sunny skies at WTAD. And autumn, which officially arrived last week, has finally arrived weather-wise, and we like it. At least I do. I don't know about everybody else. But talking now with Ruth Cuthbertson from Quincy Public Library. And Ruth is here to talk about the Big Read. It's the NEA Big Read. So this is going on all over the country?
Well, yes, it is. We were one of 77 organizations throughout the U.S. who was selected for a grant.
Okay.
To receive grant funds. So every community is allowed to select their own book, and we chose The Joy Luck Club by Amy Tan.
Okay.
That's the focus of our big read here.
And this kicked off a couple of weeks ago, right?
It did. We had a kickoff on the 15th, but we have a lot of activities coming up over the next couple of weeks that are for all ages, and people can still come down and get a copy of the book and participate with us.
Okay. And the book, they're at the library, and Joy Luck Club has been out for quite a while now.
It has been out for quite a while, but it has some very interesting topics in it that are still appropriate to discuss today.
Sure.
You know, when people come to this country, what it's like to live in a different culture, how to assimilate with the culture that you're living in, and allowing the immigrants to come to the U.S., all these things come up in this book.
Certainly, certainly a hot topic right now.
Right.
So what is the purpose? But let me rephrase. What are the purposes behind the big read? Because, you know, obviously the first idea is just get people to read.
Exactly. There's still so much to be learned from literature. There are a lot of truths, even though it's fiction. Some of the topics we just mentioned you can discuss when you talk about it in a story-type style. But what it does is it lets the younger members of our community see adults reading and see how important it is in our community. And ultimately, the long-range goal is to help build a stronger community because everybody enjoys reading and
sure.
do better.
So not just reading, but in several occasions here, people who are doing reading the book will have a chance to get together and talk about it.
Exactly.
And you know, that's something I took a couple of literature classes, and it's been 20 years ago now, but I hadn't really ever taken at least not that kind of literature class at the college level or even in high school where you read the book and then you sit and you discuss it and you actually kind of learn how to read a book and how to take a fiction work and make it a little more meaningful than just a nice story.
Our discussion groups are not hard work like a college class would
right.
be, but it's always a great opportunity to get together with other people and hear their viewpoints, because when I do that sort of thing, I always learn something from
sure.
a different aspect than
right.
I had been thinking about.
Yeah,
it.
Always. I sit there, oh, I didn't catch that.
Exactly.
So, okay, so the Big Read is going on. What's the next event, then, in the Big Read? What's coming up?
We have a lot of things coming up. Our children's story times this week are all based on the themes of China, Chinese culture.
Okay.
So children can come down on the 27th and 29th for our Celebrate China story times. Actually, their parents need to bring them, but
right.
it'll be
right.
a fun time for them. Tonight we have the movie. It's a Chinese movie. It's called Spring in a Small Town, and it was an award-winning movie, so that'll be very interesting to see. And these are all different ways to learn different aspects of
mm-hmm.
Chinese culture, and it sort of enhances what we're reading in the book at the same time.
We voted the best Chinese language film of all time by the Hong Kong Film Academy in 2004. And I know there have been some great Chinese films over the years, not that I've seen a lot of them. I would imagine then, is this captioned or is it
it's captioned.
Voiceover?
Right, right. It's
so
captioned.
So you need to be able to read to watch
yes.
to watch this movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so and this is free.
Right.
And popcorn and soda are provided. It's in the large meeting room at the library. People should show up, what, about a half hour or so ahead of time? Or
sure.
do they need to get there that soon?
Well, half hour, 15 minutes before the show starts to get their yeah. popcorn and soda. We'll show it twice today at 1 o'clock and again at 5 o'clock. So they have two options to come see
right.
the movie.
Looking at your calendar here, lots of, as you mentioned, lots of things. Celebrate China this week, 10:15 on Tuesday and Thursday. It's
right.
part of the Big Read, Little Read story time. So you'll have Chinese food, fireworks, probably not real big, flashy
we'll have
ones.
Stories about all
ah,
those things, right?
And
right.
and dragons.
Yes, yes. The dragons are very exciting.
Big yeah. deal in China. Dragons are. And that's coming up. You also have things for teens,
we
not
do.
Just during the big read, but anytime.
Yes.
Lots of activities.
Yes, we do have a lot of activities for the teens. Our TAB, Teen Advisory Board group, is very active. The next big read event they have coming up is the Tai Chi for Teens on October 11th, and that will be at the Frederick Ball Community Center. And it's an opportunity to learn a little bit about Tai Chi and be with others who have read the books. Enjoy the afternoon.
Okay. Oh, and your Tuesday talk is also on China.
Yes, it is. And in fact, I'm doing tomorrow's Tuesday talk. It's an armchair trip to China. So I was fortunate enough to travel to China twice.
Oh, nice.
So I will put all my pictures together and tell my impressions of traveling through the country and, you know, the differences that I saw between the U.S. and China while I was there.
Wonderful. And I was in Shanghai about a year ago for a day and a half, so I can say I've been to China, but I really didn't get to see much.
That's a quick trip.
It was. Well, it was part of a longer trip where we ended up going from Shanghai to Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, and spent about 4 days there. So
how exciting.
Yeah, it was a cool trip. But again, like a lot of these kinds of trips, I wish I could have actually spent more time in the culture and in the community. But it's a really fascinating place that a lot of people I know have visited, and I'm sure many more would like to. So
it's one of the things that reading these books will do for you is that you don't actually have to travel there mm-hmm. in order to get a better impression of the culture. There are so many differences between Chinese culture and American culture, and you know, a lot of times we get hung up in seeing things the way we know it to be, mm-hmm. not necessarily the way the Chinese or whatever other culture
right.
we're working with may
right.
know it
yeah.
to be.
That's true. That's true. Because we get the big stories from our media and the smaller stories and the people who are, for the most part, just like us, that we really need to start learning about.
Right. Right.
All right. And for people who would like more information, this is from a nice newsletter that you have, but you do have a nice online presence there at
yes.
Quincy Public Library.
And this event guide is available on our website. It's quincylibrary.org. So anybody can go there and download a copy of this and see what we have coming up or make reservations for any of these events
right.
that are going on.
Ruth Cuthbertson, thank you so much for coming by
thank
again
you.
At a last-minute notice. And we're back at Talk Radio 930 WTAD with the Mary Griffith Show and with Pilar Yates, who is with the Humane Society. And it's time to talk about the Mutt Strut, which I know you do every year at about this time. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to give us the who, what, when, where, and how come.
Today, Mutt Strut is just around the corner. It's Saturday, October 1st, so this Saturday. Our registration begins at 9 a.m., our Mutt Strut, which is the annual one-mile Mutt Strut, starts at 10 a.m. We have a fun-filled day for everybody. That's kids, adults, even your furry four-legged friends. So we've got the 11 o'clock following our Mutt Strut. We have a Munchkin Run, which is for children between the ages of 4 and 11. This is a fun run. Everyone's a winner when they participate. So we've got, like I said, things for everybody. We've got a kid zone for the kids that's sponsored by Gym City Gymnastics and Scotty's Fun Spot. We also have pet contests for your dog. So if you like to dress up your dogs or if you want to dress up with your dog, you can certainly do that as well. We've got four different contests, the best owner and dog-themed contest. Our theme is Wizard of Paws. So think Dorothy, Tin Man, the
Toto.
Cowardly Lion. Oh, Toto, yes, of course. We also have the best Wizard of Oz character, so if you really want to get into the theme, we love to see the different ideas that people in the community come up with, not only for themselves, but for their animals as well.
A blind dog with a lion's ruff on it.
Yeah.
I think there's a commercial where they do that.
Yes, yes. We see lots of creativity, and, you know, this year there's endless amount of opportunities. You know, you've got your little munchkins, you can do the Wicked Witch of the West, Glinda the Good Witch, all sorts of different stuff. We also have a show us what you've got contest. This is something for the animals. So maybe your dog knows sit. They can do a little jump obstacle, do a little bit of nose work. This is a friendly competition for the animals. Something new this year that we're wanting to do. Who can get the best time to complete all four stations? We've got more information on that on our website, quincyhumanesociety.org. And this is something fun that will go on throughout the entire event. Say you complete the event in 30 seconds and you want to come back about an hour later and see what the best time is. And, maybe I can do it in 25 or 20 seconds. We'll have that going on. We'll keep track of times and things like that.
Do you have a prize for who does it the slowest? Because I think my dog and I could maybe do
not
that.
The slowest. newest, but that's a good idea. I might have to keep that in mind for next year.
It's like competitions where they see who's the worst golfer. I can usually compete in those.
Me too.
And I know, I don't know if you've got one, but I know there are places that will have a contest for the people in the pet that look the most alike.
We do. We do have an owner dog look-alike, so this is a non-costume.
Now, see, this is something. One where Linus and I can compete.
Ah, well, there you go. Yes, I think it's important to all the costumes and getting into the theme.
Sure.
Is so fun, but that's not for everybody. So not only do we have the owner dog look-alike contest, we also have the best trick or best stunt. It's very broad, very open. Use your imagination. It could be exciting.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And people have trained their dogs to do some incredible things.
Definitely. And they're pretty interesting. Some things you wouldn't even think about. So I think not only, it's neat, it's unique.
Yeah.
Each dog has a different personality.
So, what I don't think we've mentioned a whole lot here is where and when.
Yes. Mudstra is at Upper Mormon Park. And like I said, it's this Saturday. So registration starts
October
at
1st.
9. October 1st. Yes, 9 o'clock. The event itself starts at 10 a.m. If you want to beat the rush at 9 o'clock for registration, we have a pre-registration event at Quincy Humane Society on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. in our community room. So that's Thursday, September 29th. People can come to pre-registration, pick up their goodie bags, pick up their event shirt, turn in their pledge forms. But then they can also come Saturday morning as well.
Okay. So you don't have to pre-register.
Nope.
Might make things a little smoother if you do.
Yes, definitely. We've got, and it's very, people like to beat the lines. You've got your animals with you on Saturday.
Sure.
So we offer different options.
And what's your address now?
We are at 1705 North 36th Street. We are just past the post office.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mudstrut is coming up this weekend. What other kinds of events have you got going on this fall?
This fall, we have several adoption events planned. We're in the works. October is actually Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. So we've got plenty of animals, cats and kittens, of course, but small dogs, medium dogs, big dogs, extra large dogs. we've got, you name it, we've got it. So we have a full shelter. We're looking for homes for these animals. So different adoption events going on. Yeah. Mudstrut's our big thing for October. But then also, the adoptions and doing other community outreach type events.
I imagine that adopting some of the big dogs might be difficult for some folks. But I have some friends who adopted a 3-year-old Newfie, which is about the size of a small bear. And she had been kept in a small pen her whole life. She is just the sweetest dog. And she got out once, and one of the neighbors and I had to corral her, and she just came when we called and went right back in her yard. But folks, dogs of all sizes and all ages need homes.
Definitely. What's really great about our organization, it's part of our adoption, our contract. We make the commitment to the animal for their life. So the animals that come to us, they're with us until they're adopted. Once they're adopted, if something were to come up in life and things do happen, we always take those animals back and we find them a new home.
Yep.
Each family is different. Each person is different. Each dog is different. So making sure we find that perfect fit.
Now, what services are provided for the pets before people pick them up? I mean, if somebody picks up a puppy, I guess it would depend on the age as to what might have been done, but do you neuter them there? You make sure that's happened?
Yes. So the adoption fee covers the spay or neuter of the animal. We also, that covers the microchip. So every animal that leaves our facility is microchipped. We also have a vet on staff. So our animals are up to date on their vaccinations. When you adopt your animal, you receive all information that we have on that dog or that cat. And they let you know this is when that vaccination was. This is when they're due for the next one. So puppies, they have a series of vaccinations until they're old enough to receive their rabies vaccination. She spells out for you when those times are, which is very helpful for people. You can just put it in your calendar on your phone, put it in your, book calendar.
Right.
You've got that there. That's done.
Yeah,
we also offer a vaccination clinic, too, which is very helpful.
If somebody has not had a pet before, or if they're getting the cat people decide, we want to have a dog. Are you able to go with them? Here's how you you feed and care for this animal?
Definitely. You know, I think each and every staff member at our organization, it's all about the animals, but making sure they have a happy and healthy life. So with that, people will ask, how much food do I feed? You know, we explain to them the feeding system that we have at our shelter, and we say, you know, this is what this puppy is used to. This is the brand of food that they're used to. Kind of go with your lifestyle as well. So they give very helpful advice that even goes into training as well. We offer free training for the life of the dog when they are adopted from our facility. So that's helpful as well.
I may need to bring mine back for training. He's 14, so he gets a pass on a few things. But
my dog is 13, I understand.
Yeah, right now, he's like the Energizer Bunny. Keeps going and going and going, so we're happy to have him. But there are a few slip-ups on the things he should have learned as a puppy.
Sure, I understand.
He wasn't a puppy when he came to us, which is something that happens, too. You know, people might be going out and saying, yeah, we'd like to have a puppy, and maybe a puppy is not right for you.
Puppies are quite a lot of work, and I always say, too, every animal needs love, no matter their age. We have puppies. We have a 7-year-old Shepherd Beagle mix, I believe Caden is.
Shepherd Beagle?
Yes. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong on the breed, but I want to say it's that strange mix.
Mm-hmm.
She is a sweet, fun-loving dog. You know, maybe not for an active household where it's just go, 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 but maybe a more relaxed environment. So it just depends. I think there's a dog out there.
Well,
for
and that's
everybody.
Something, too. If you've got a dog that needs to be exercised a lot, you don't want that dog at my house because we don't do that a lot. So more calm, more of a house pet.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So, people, again, let's go back to where we started, the Mutt Strut, which is coming up on Saturday at Moorman Park in Quincy. And this is not limited to people from Quincy or Adams County or anything.
Anybody and everybody. We welcome everyone in the community and in the surrounding areas to come to bring your dog. We do ask a couple of different things. If all dogs just be current on their yearly vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your rabies and distemper
right.
vaccinations. You're going to be around other animals. We also ask for children that are under the age of 14 that they're accompanied by an adult. Lots of different things going on, family fun event, but again, safe for everybody.
Yeah.
And we also ask that the pets remain on their leash and that, you have control of your animal, nothing too long.
Sure.
Again, all dogs of different sizes are going to be there. So.
Sure. And what time again?
9 a.m. is registration, and 10 a.m. is the start time. And again, we also have our pre-registration on Thursday from 4 to 7 at Quincy Humane Society.
Should a person bring the pet to pre-registration, or is that not necessary?
Oh, if they want to, they sure
can.
They can
if they want to.
They can if they want to. Yep, it's held in our community room, so it's a nice big open area. If they wanted to bring their dog just to get them all jazzed up, they certainly are welcome to.
All right. Yeah. So,
Can I just take a moment?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely,
I want to thank, without the members of our community and the support they give us throughout the entire year, the Quincy Humane Society, we really wouldn't be here. So I do want to take a moment to thank some of our amazing sponsors, KHQA and NAPITE as our presenting sponsors, Emerald City Jewelers as our platinum sponsors, Table 16 Productions, Davis & Associates, Westerhoff Dogs, and Jane's Pampered Pets as our gold sponsors. We also have lots of various local sponsors as well, and we really cannot thank them enough for all of their support, not only for Mutt Strut, but throughout the entire year.
Sure, and of course, anytime somebody wants to make a donation to the Humane Society, it is very welcomed.
Definitely. We always say that a donation helps us in more ways than people believe, whether that be a monetary donation, whether that be dog treats, canned kitten food, blankets, sheets, all sorts of different things.
Yeah, I know in the past I bought the wrong dog food. I bought puppy food for our older dog, and he just kind of stared at me. He said, what?
They know.
Dude.
They know.
So I had a full bag of puppy chow, took it out to the Humane Society there in Hannibal, and they were just kind of dumbfounded that somebody would do that. So is something that they needed, obviously.
Definitely. It's greatly appreciated, and it's definitely put to good use.
Sure. And it doesn't cost a whole lot to buy a bag of food to take out to those pets. And as you say, you've got lots of them there of all different sizes and ages.
Mm-hmm.
So donations at any time are welcome.
Yes.
And do you have a website?
We do. It's www.QuincyHumaneSociety.org.
Okay.
If you just type in Google Quincy Humane Society, we'll pop up. If you go to our website, if you click our events tab, there's a Much Strut option. That page will give you any and all information. We also have an event page on Facebook that we're posting daily, different updates, you know, information about the Munchkin Run, information mm-hmm. about pet contests. All sorts of different stuff. That's going to be your go-to for that information as well. So you can definitely, you know, follow us on Facebook. You can also call. You can ask for me. Ask me any questions at all about our event. I'd be happy to help you answer any questions
right.
you have.
Pilar Yates from the Quincy Humane Society. Mutt Strut coming up. You can either register out there on Saturday at 9, or you can register at their office. And you said starting 4 to 7
Thursday,
on Thursday.
Thursday, 4 to 7.
All right. I appreciate you popping by at the last second.
Hey, thank you so much. And, we appreciate your support.
Glad to do it. Glad to do it. We got Linus from the Humane Society 12 years ago. And,
oh, wow.
And so he's been a member of our family for that long. And appreciate the fact that that we were able to be matched with the dog that needed us. And apparently we needed him, too. So.
Good. That's so happy to hear.
Didn't need him at 3 o'clock this morning, but that's a different story. Thank you very much. Talk
Thank
Radio
you.
930 WTAD.